Biden's playing the blame game with inflation. Twitter is after Elon Musk and Hunter Biden is back. Hey, it's the Chicks here from the Chicks on the Right podcast. Download and subscribe to our daily podcast to hear us pick apart and pick on the news of the day. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's Colombia connection. That's Colombia, C-O-L-O-M-B-I-A, the country. The Hunter Biden story has always, always been a Joe Biden story. I mean, it's been clear all along that Hunter Biden, not unlike other relatives of high office holders, spent years trying to cash in on his father's government position. And we've known for a while that the Justice Department is looking into whether Hunter paid taxes on the money he got from various overseas deals and whether he fully complied with foreign agent registration requirements. Okay, so that stuff we've known for a while. But what we still don't know is what Hunter's father, the former vice president and now the president, Joe Biden, knew about his son's business dealings. And the reason I say we don't know, it is hard to imagine a son traveling all around the world, trading on his father's name and his position, and the father not knowing a single thing about it. And yet, that is what Joe Biden claims. Iowa, 2019, quote, "I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings." That was Joe Biden during the Democratic presidential campaign primary. It's a pretty definitive statement. And since then, Biden, now the president, or his spokespersons, have stood behind that denial. So today, in July 2022, the president's position is that he has never spoken to his son about his son's overseas business dealings. Okay. Now, with that set up, there is a new story that will test Joe Biden's denials once again. And what I'm going to say in the next few minutes is based on reporting in the New York Post by John Levine and Joshua Rhett Miller. Okay, John Levine, Joshua Rhett Miller, reporting in the New York Post. Now, among his many foreign business interests, in 2011 and 2012, that's when Joe Biden was vice president, Hunter Biden pursued a possible lucrative deal in Colombia. He was actually trying to get in with a Brazilian company. It was called OAS. Now, an OAS, there was an article in Reuters described it as, quote, one of many Brazilian engineering and construction groups accused of paying bribes and rigging public contracts in Brazil's biggest ever corruption scandal. So OAS is a Brazilian construction company caught up in corruption scandals. Now, but we're talking about Colombia. OAS was exploring a number of projects in Colombia, including, we're going to quote from the New York Post here, two wastewater treatment plants estimated to cost $380 million and $350 million, a $1.8 billion hydroelectric power plant, and a $3 billion upgrade to the Bogota subway system. That's according to the New York Post. So, the question, how could Hunter and his business partners get a piece of that? A lot of money. By using his father's connections, of course. Joe Biden, who was then the vice president, had a longtime relationship with a man named Andres Pastrana, who was the president of Colombia from 1998 to 2002. And during that time, Joe Biden, who was a senator for a million years, he was a senior member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he had dealings with Pastrana. And the relationship continued. It was a long one. Go forward to November 7th, 2020. Remember, that was the day, November 7th, that all the media declared Joe Biden the winner of the presidential election. The night of November 7th, Pastrana tweeted his congratulations for Biden. And it was a picture. He tweeted a picture of himself and Senator Biden and another senior stalwart on the Foreign Relations Committee from the way back time, Senator Jesse Helms. So there you have Pastrana, Biden, Helms. Pastrana in the tweet called Biden a great friend of Colombia. Now, former President Andres Pastrana remained an influential man in Colombia. He was the kind of person who might be able to help a well-connected friend get a big contract. So, according to documents found on the Hunter Biden laptop, and this is all coming from that just trove of documents on the Hunter Biden laptop. Hunter and his business partners began corresponding about the OAS Columbia business in February 2011. They were going to pitch OAS. Remember, that's the Brazilian company caught up in corruption. They were going to pitch them for $20,000 a month plus a 5% success fee. And in return, Hunter would help them get those Columbia projects that they wanted. Now, one of Hunter's business partners emailed him in August 2011, and he said, quote, "If it works, we'll all be rich. If it works, we'll all be rich." So in September, we're still in 2011 here, Hunter signed a contract with OAS for $25,000 a month, went from 20 they were hoping for to $25,000 a month. And Hunter and his partners estimated that if there were a success, their part of the success fee would be around $5 million. If it works, we'll all be rich. So November 2011, all this time, Joe Biden is the Vice President of the United States. Hunter goes to Bogota. He has dinner with Pastrana. Now I'm going to read from the Post again. Emails contained on the hard drive, that's the Hunter Biden laptop, suggest that Mauricio Cardenas Santamaría, the country's Minister for Mines and Energy, was also at the meal, shared the meal. That same day, Hunter also met with Catalina Crane Arango, a counselor to the Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, according to the calendar. This is all coming from the laptop. So Hunter goes to Bogota, has dinner with Pastrana. There's a big minister for mines and energy there, as well as a counselor to the president. So this is not a little low-level meeting. Now, that's going on in late 2011. So soon, it would be time to bring the big guy, Vice President Joe Biden, into the deal personally. So in February 2011, remember this dinner in Bogota is in November 2011, in February 2012, according to the Post, Hunter writes a note to Pastrana. "Dear Mr. President, I look forward to seeing you when you are in Washington. I was hoping we could meet for lunch or coffee, depending upon your schedule. I'd like to discuss an opportunity that I think you have already been initially briefed regarding OAS. I am checking on my dad's schedule." There it is. Pastrana's coming to Washington. Hunter wants to talk to him, wants to talk about the deal with OAS. Quote, "I am checking on my dad's schedule." Now, sure enough, Pastrana comes to Washington, and he met with Joe Biden on March 2nd, 2012. Now, Hunter Biden's calendar shows that Eric Schwerin, who was Hunter's business partner, was invited. Now, this is from Hunter's calendar on the laptop, to, quote, "meet with President Pastrana and dad at NAVOBS." NAVOBS refers to the Naval Observatory, which is the vice president's official residence. After meeting, there's this meeting with at least Hunter Biden, Eric Schwerin, his business partner, Andres Pastrana, the former president of Colombia, and Joe Biden, the sitting vice president of the United States. They have this meeting at the vice president's residence. And after that, Hunter schedules a lunch with Pastrana at Washington's Cafe Milano, which is a real CNBC kind of place. It's not the place to go if you want to have a secret lunch. So we go to Cafe Milano for lunch. Now, that is in March 2012. By May 2012, Pastrana is back in Washington. This time, he comes with his son, Santiago, and the father and the son met with Hunter Biden. Now, the New York Post actually talked to Santiago Pastrana, the son. Didn't say a lot, but he said, quote, "the conversation was around the gratitude my father had for then VP Biden and all his support towards Colombia." Okay. So according to the son, that's all they talk about. His father, the former president of Colombia, is very grateful that Joe Biden, when he was vice president, was so generous and supported Colombia so much. And so that's like all they talked about. Okay. Now, meanwhile, there's, of course, this business dealing, this prospective dealing going on. So the question is, you ask yourself after all this, did it pay off? I mean, did Hunter Biden get the success fee? How long did the $25,000 a month payment last? Did it pay off? And that is, you have to admit here, that is where things are a little bit murky. Here's from the Post report. This is the New York Post. Quote, "the Colombian infrastructure projects were eventually built, but it is unclear if OAS won any related contracts, or if Hunter and his business partners pocketed success bonuses. So, can you say Hunter walked away with this much money or that much money and it succeeded or it didn't succeed? We can't say that right now. Now, that's not the biggest question. There is a bigger question here, and we're going to talk about that next.
The Supreme Court's decision reining in the EPA might be the most critical Supreme Court decision of the year. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, John Vecchione and Casey Norman of the New Civil Liberties Alliance join me to explain the ruling and long-term impact it may have in our fight against the administrative state. Join me. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about the bigger question with Joe Biden. First, I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, maybe even learning from the podcast, it would be so great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it. Just go to iTunes, anywhere you get your podcasts, subscribe to the Byron York Show, and we would really, really appreciate it. So, on the question of the biggest issue involved in this, and this is it. Did Joe Biden really not say a word to his son about Pastrana and the Columbia Project? Did Hunter Biden not say a word to his father about it? Did the vice president really not know that his son and Pastrana were involved in a business initiative, whether or not it resulted in contracts and a payout in the end? Did Joe Biden really not say a word about this with his son? Did his son not say a word about it with his father? Did Biden know absolutely nothing? And this is just one of Hunter Biden's many business deals. The same article in the New York Post reported that Hunter Biden, quote, met with his father at least 30 times at the White House or the vice president's residence, often just days after he returned home from overseas business jaunts. That's end quote. The Post continued and said that Eric Schwerin, remember, he's Hunter Biden's business partner, quote, is named as a calendar invite recipient on 21 of 30 listed meetings, with a green check frequently indicating Schwerin's confirmed receipt of the invite for meeting with the vice president. So Hunter and his business partner are meeting with the vice president 21 times, and Joe Biden has never said a word to his son about his son's overseas business dealings. Remember what Joe Biden said, quote, I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. Now, Biden has never sat down for an interview about this. No one has asked him in any detail about it. No one's been allowed to ask him in any detail about it, even if members of the press were interested, and many of them are not. But he's never sat down to really answer extended questions about this. So, that's what he said. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. At some point, at some time, the president is going to have to explain something more than that. And that's what we wanted to talk about today. Thanks for joining us. Glad you could listen. Always appreciate it when you do. And there's going to be a lot more to talk about with this Hunter Biden story, because remember, the Hunter Biden story is a Joe Biden story. So, glad you could join us. Always appreciate it when you can. And hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
Hey guys, we know it's hard to keep up with all the news these days, but don't worry, because we're here to talk about all the things. Biden's playing the blame game with inflation. Twitter is after Elon Musk and suing him for billions. And Hunter Biden is back in the news after content from his current iPhone was leaked. Hey, it's the Chicks from the Chicks on the Right podcast. Download and subscribe to our daily podcast to hear us pick apart and pick on the news of the day. Politics to pop culture, nobody's safe, but it's all fun. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.